Well, this evening our psalm is number 66, Psalm 66, and we're singing from the beginning of the psalm, verses 1 to 6. Well, this evening our readings are in Philippians, and first of all, Philippians chapter 2, Paul's letter to the Philippians, and the second chapter at the beginning, to verse 11. If there be, therefore, any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any compassions and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also in the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, or a slave, literally a slave, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let us pray. Eternal God of an infinite majesty and glory, this evening as we bow in the presence of the Most High, we pray that our hearts truly would be waiting upon the Lord, eager to hear the word, eager to raise our voices in glad worship and adoration, conscious, O God, that the gospel is an increasingly unknown message in our circles and in our land. And we see demonstrations all around us every day and every night, and especially in these last days of festivities and various kinds of celebration and all the noise and all the tumult and all the razzmatazz and all the exuberance and excitement raised for earthly things. And Christ is at a discount. And we see it again in the gathering here this evening, in the rows of empty pews, and the multitudes passing by and going to every place under the sun, except where they will hear the gospel. And we recognize these things, O God, with a measure of sadness, but never with hopelessness, because we recognize that Christ is Lord, and he has been raised from the dead, and he has been exalted to God's right hand, and the day is coming, we are assured in the scriptures, when every knee to him will bow in the name of Jesus, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We long for that day, O God. We long for that reality to come increasingly in our own lives, because we confess that the world has invaded us, and we have opened our doors and our hearts to its intrusion and its inclusion of all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life marks us all as children of this age. And yet, O God, as we read the Gospels and as we call upon the name of Christ, as he describes his people as those who call upon his name day and night, God's elect, God hears and answers, vindicates and blesses and encourages all such. And we pray that as we call now upon the name of the Lord, we shall have the assurance that more is at work in our hearts than the power of the world. We give thanks that the gospel is good news, unchangeable and unchanging, never to die out and never to be defeated or destroyed, that the gospel shall stand for everlasting ages in the glory to come. The great multitude from every nation, kindred, and tongue shall be assembled there in the glory before the throne of the Lamb, all washed in the blood of the Lamb, all believers in the gospel, all having experienced and endured great tribulation And now the comfort has come, and they shall hunger no more, nor thirst any more. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne shall lead them, and feed them, and lead them to everlasting sources of living waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And we have tears this evening as we look at ourselves, as we look at the church and the churches and the denomination to which we belong, and the kind of society to which we belong, as we listen to the powers that be when they continually utter their follies. We feel our hearts fainting and sad, and we weep over so many things, O God, but we also rejoice. And there is consolation in Christ. There is the fellowship of the Spirit. There is the compassion and the mercies. And there is the possibility by grace that we would not look only to our own things, but to the things of others, and have the mind of Christ when he became flesh and tabernacled amongst us in the likeness of men and in the exact form of a servant and a slave and a sacrifice and a savior, even unto death, the death of the cross. And so this evening, our Heavenly Father, we stand again before the majesty and the mystery of what is revealed in Scripture for our learning, that we should become wise and increasingly wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. And these things we pray for God's glory, we pray, and for our good. And we pray always in the name of our dear and blessed and precious Lord Jesus Christ. In his name we pray now. Amen. We read again in Philippians chapter 3, Paul's letter to the Philippians. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me, indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision. Those who cut themselves around is what he says. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he has whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss, for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after that, if that I may apprehend that for which I also am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have asked for an ensample. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile or lowly body of humiliation, he means, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. And so on. And we remind you always again the intimations. Wednesday meeting, 7 o'clock, next Lord's Day, 10:30, 6 p.m. We welcome visitors, and we will now receive the offering. Well, we are singing still in Psalm 66 from verse 7 to 14.